Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Definitely give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. We're about to, at least in parts of New England, go through a little bit of heat wave next few days. After today, you're going to be in the 90s. Be some heavy temperatures, then kind of jump back down to some lower temperatures. But next few days, definitely going to be hot again. So can do some of that watering early, get some things taken care of. We haven't really gotten, a lot of rain, right, to help us out. A lot of towns are starting to go into water bans, etc. So, I hear some towns are every other day or odd days, that type of thing. I'll get out there in the morning to do it, if we can, to allow us to allow the plants to really absorb the moisture that we're putting into the ground. Let's take a look at, those types of things, because it's this is when, these heat waves hit. This is when our plants start to suffer, obviously. There are some towns right now that are getting worse by the day, but it's interesting. You look at some of the drought maps that are out there, and a lot of the area of New England's the northern part of the New England area, definitely in a pretty bad drought. Parts of the Cape. But then as you jump in a little bit closer into Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts don't have much. It's interesting just to look at. And, obviously we're kind of, a lot of the cities and towns are looking preemptively to make sure we kind of don't overdo it with that watering, right? So we have that backup for it. If you've watched any of the news or anything, on the western part of the country, it's terrible out there, right? Stuff is so low when it comes to water. Reserves are not even there. We don't want to get to that level. I know Lake Mead out in the Las Vegas area, outside of Las Vegas by Hoover Dam, I saw some pictures on the news, and the drop of water from where it usually is insane. Droughts all the way across the country. It doesn't really look like an end in sight, right? So it's definitely something that's happening. You know, we've talked about it for weeks, but it's definitely happening in right in front of us. Just getting worse as the days go on. We honestly, like I said, just really need some rain. But, you know, if you are in one of those towns that's doing an every other day raining, the best bang for your buck when it comes to watering, like I said, is to do in the morning. The morning really allows the plants to absorb the water during the day, so they're not, you know, drying out completely during that day. And then when you, if you water at night, it's then redoing everything, absorbing all the water. You want to have that happen earlier in the day so that the plant has the full day to absorb. And then at night, when it gets cooler temperatures, usually it doesn't invite pathogens in. It doesn't invite insects to, you know, do some things because the plants are weaker. So just imagine yourself, right, getting up in the morning, not having any water until the end of the day. You're going to be a bit dehydrated, and you're going to want more water at that point, right? Your thirst needs to be quenched, so you almost want to absorb more. Well, when you do this in the morning, before the, you know, the sun's out, before, not before the sun's up, but before the sun's really warm, you know, it's at that hot phase, you're absorbing that water easier. It's an easier way to pull into the water for the plants. So it then has the full day with the water in the plant to grow, to, you know, flower, to do its thing. It's not weak during the day. So those are some things to, you know, that's one of the reasons why we do it, why we want to try and water in the morning. I know it's not the easiest thing, unless you have like a, you know, sprinkler system, that type of thing. But if you can do it in the morning, highly recommend it. We want to make sure that those plants have the full day absorbing that water and being able to really get what they need from the soil, the nutrients, etc. So that's one thing to really be thinking about. You know, you've heard me talk about it the past couple weeks, but, you know, anything you're planting or anything that you've already planted, take a look at some of the products like Hydratane or Soil Moist. You know, those are water retention products to keep some of that water in the soil. You know, so if you're doing, you know, container gardens, container vegetables, right? Using a pinch or so of that soil moist and watering them in, that will hold a lot of the moisture into the plants themselves. They work with the environment. They work with the humidity, right? They pull the humidity, they pull moisture from the air and use that to help water. It's a pretty cool little way it's done. But they're definitely helpful, especially when we go into drought conditions, which, you know, we're really headed that way. It's unfortunate, but it just seems to happen every year, and it's earlier and earlier, right? And then it continues to go until winter, and we just never can catch up. So, you know, hey, we're starting to figure it out. We're starting to deal with it, but, you know, this area, you know, do what you can to do your watering in the morning and taking care of your plants in the morning, so that they're more likely to absorb the water and get taken care of that way. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, the number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of things we can discuss today. It's you know, a little cloudy this morning, but I'm sure that sun's going to pop out a little bit later on. It's going to warm up. And the next few days, like I said, going to warm up. So be sunny. So that's a good thing. Hopefully on Tuesday we get some of the rain showers, the thunderstorms. You know, right now it's looking like that might be your best chance of getting some of that weather. So hopefully that works out. Now, you know, I've had a few emails and a few questions lately on, you know, they want to get prepared for fall planting of like a lawn. You know, what can we do now? You know, there's some good questions, right? Can we do some things now or should we wait a little bit? You know, one of the questions was they wanted to put in a lawn this fall and they wanted to get ready for it. So they were ahead of it. So when it came time, they could really get going with it. So, you know, one of the things I want to discuss, and we can go into it a little bit in the next segment, is, you know, the whole process of putting a lawn in, right? If you're reseeding or if you're, you want to start fresh, you want to start from the beginning, how do we do this? So we're a little bit early to start that process. Sometimes some of the products, if you were to kill everything, can take 2 to 3 weeks before you can reseed. So we'd be looking more into August at this point. So we can go into that a little bit because I think it's important to think ahead. We usually try to think seasons ahead and see what we can do. So this is what we can do and discuss what to get ready the lawn with. So give us a call if you have any questions, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Coverstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And do you have a call on the line? So I know Bob is up online. Bob, how can we help you today?
Hi. I have 5 Huckbush blueberry plants, 3 different varieties. They had lots of blossoms, but I've got no blueberries at all.
Okay.
So what happened?
Well, so it's a few things that could be going on. Now, I have some kind of follow-up questions here. So, have you seen any, like, insects or anything on there? Have you seen any, damage or anything?
No.
Going on? Nothing really major that you're seeing?
No, no fruit set, you know? Look normal, but, and I've checked some different plantings that I know in the area, and they seem to be doing fine. I just wondered if maybe lack of pollinators, but why would it just be me?
Yeah, right. That would be, that would be something to think about. One of those things where you're like, could it be me? But I don't think that's the case. Blueberries not setting. You said you had tons of flowers.
I've had plenty of blueberries in past years. This is the first time this has ever happened.
How's the watering going? Are you watering them? Are you, is it just kind of letting nature do its thing because they've been there for a number of years?
Well, watering, but, they're mulched with a combination of wood chips and pine needles, which should help retain some moisture. I have to keep weeding it, so the weeds are finding plenty of moisture.
And that kind of shows the, weeds like acidic soil. They don't like soil that has, like, a high pH. So that shows that you're doing the right things there as well, because blueberries love that acidity.
And I had fertilized them with some Espoma fertilizer that's for rhododendrons, azaleas, blueberries.
Yeah, the Hollytone, most likely. Yep. And that's the perfect thing to do because it loves the acidity. Blueberries like to be between like 4.5 to 5. you know, on that pH level. So that sounds good. Is there, I would assume at this point all the flowers have gone by.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, what I would look at doing, you know, because, you know, the first thing, you're right, is thinking about the lack of pollinators. But when you look in the same area, everything else is getting to that level, you kind of say, all right, well, that's not the case.
You know, I had lots of flowering shrubs around, and I thought, well, maybe that's just too much competition for the for the pollinators, you know, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, and you've had these for a while, so they've set fruit each year prior.
Oh, yeah, I've had them for...
Okay, because
30 years maybe.
Yeah, so what we, you know, what I try to do is I try to knock off the list, right, of what all the issues could be. Because sometimes, you know, the blueberries are too young. They set fruit, but then they set flowers, but then they don't fruit. Sometimes it's the watering. Sometimes it's the pH. So I'm just trying to, you know, head down that list and say, all right, what else could be going on?
And it's three different varieties. It's a Blu-ray, Blue Crop, and a Jersey variety. So I'm mixed in there. So
yeah, and so those three tend to pollinate each other. Even though some of them are self-pollinators, what happens is the they just tend to help push more fruit. I'm trying to think. It seems odd that this is happening. What I would, you know, when you said the weeds are growing, it made me think of the, you know, pH levels. But what I might think about doing is seeing if you can get a soil test done in that area. Reason being is it might not just be your pH. It might be some nutrient imbalances, something along the lines of not enough nitrogen. To help push some of that.
Could that cause a total failure?
Well, I don't think so. A plant like that isn't a total failure because it's still green and it's still...
No, but I mean in terms of fruit.
Well, certain nutrient balance, if you don't have enough of things, can't push those, can't push the flower to produce the fruit. So that could be part of it. If you want to hang tight, I got to hit the break. I can give you a little bit more information after the break and see what else we might think about doing, because we've kind of run down the gamut here and I'm still thinking. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue will continue looking for survivors of Thursday's collapse of a Florida high-rise on Sunday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava saying the death toll is up to 5. The mayor adding the search for survivors is still a top priority.
Our teams have been working around the clock as always to search for survivors. They have not stopped. And today, our search and rescue teams found another body in the rubble. And as well, our search has revealed some human remains.
The excessive heat warnings continue in Washington, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and California. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden walked back comments tying the fate of a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement to a separate Democratic effort to pass a broad anti-poverty plan, recommitting to the bipartisan deal after Republicans threatened to withdraw their support. House Minority Leader from California, one of those, he reacts to that bipartisan infrastructure package and how everyday Americans will see the effects of President Biden's budget proposal on their wallets.
Any economist will tell you adding $5 trillion into this economy not only will break it, it'll cause greater inflation that causes the greatest tax increase on really those that are least deserving. Those that have the least amount of money will be charged the most.
The cruise industry is setting sail from the United States shores once again. The first ship with passengers paying departed from Fort Lauderdale Saturday on a seven-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Bob in regards to some of his blueberries. They were, you know, not doing much of anything with when it comes to fruiting. They have... you know, produced lots of flowers, but they weren't there with the fruit. So, you know, a couple of things we were touching base with right at the end there. I think a pH test is definitely going to help. Not just the pH test, like a soil test. So it wouldn't be one where you could just take a, you know, pH tester and try it that way. I think it's, let's get some of that soil and take a look at.
Yeah.
The other thing I was, you know, I kind of thought about after we had went into the break was some of the, you said they're older plants, which is, you know, a great thing for them because when they're too young, they don't do as much.
No.
But the pruning aspect, did you do any pruning last fall or early spring this year?
I've done some, you know, taking out the real old wood. It gets real
yep.
twiggy, you know.
Yep.
Gets woody twiggy.
So what I'd like to see you do maybe this fall or early spring is you want to get in there some of like maybe like 20%, 25% leaving young canes in there. Those are the ones that are less than like an inch in diameter,
yep.
The smaller ones. And then the rest of it, like 75% or so, you know, that those would be anything like an inch and a half, 2 inches in diameter. Leave, you know, about 75% of those. So basically break them in half and say, all right, so the bigger canes, I want to leave 75% of what's there and cut back 25% of those. And then look at the smaller canes and get rid of a few here and there so the new growth can pop up and then you'll have next year's growth, etc. That could be part of it. It's just odd that you have so many flowers. Did you have a really high production last year?
Yeah.
Because sometimes what happens with the blueberries is they because they've put like a ton of blueberries out one year, the next year they don't do as well. It's a weird type of phenomenon that happens. And I'm wondering if some of the growth that you put that it put out last year and produced all those blueberries, if they were some of the older brand, the older canes, and so maybe you need some to, you know, come back up from below, or they just had kind of done what they could. You know, I'm those are just a couple thoughts, because, you know, it, unless something else major happened where, you know, maybe, you know, planted trees in the area where it's extra shady, which I doubt that happened.
It's getting more shade. You know, I've got trees on my southern border that are not on my property that are getting very, very tall.
All right.
So they do shade it out somewhat. But,
so that could be...
But this time of year, you know, it gets plenty of sun. But.
That's, you know, and that's what I mean, is if it gets a lot more shade than normally, that could be an aspect of it, because they love the full sun, but...
trees get taller.
Yep. No, obviously.
I have another question.
Sure.
I have a double-file viburnum, which, when I read about it, it's supposed to be pretty much trouble-free. But I get dieback on it, and when I prune out the dead wood, it's black.
So when you say black, is it the... black on the inside, or is black like on the stems?
Even the wood itself looks kind of black, you know.
Okay, so like the wood on the inside is black. It's dying back almost.
Yeah, I mean it dies back. I mean it just dies. You know, the parts of it, not all of it. You know, some of the branches are just dead, and you know, everything I've read says it's pretty much no trouble. So I'm wondering, it's got to be some, I'm thinking some kind of fungus disease, but I don't know what it would be.
Well, it could be. So if the stems are black, you know, it could be, it's not hitting the leaves, it's just hitting the stems, would you say, or?
Well, I mean, it just, you get, the stems die back, so you don't get any foliage at all, you know, or very little.
Yeah, okay, because I was just wondering
if
it's black or...
not the whole plant, just some of the branches, some of the stems, you know?
Yeah, I was just wondering if, you know, it was like a sooty mold type thing, where it creates, like, the black on the stems, kind of basically blocking out all the sun and everything along those lines to come through, you know, from, like, the scale, aphids, those types of things. You know, they do have some insects. I'm just wondering, you're not seeing any leaves being chewed or anything along those lines?
No.
Okay. So it's more of...
One thing, I haven't seen... well, that's a different issue altogether. You know, usually that plant swarms, not with bees, but with these little tiny insects that are also pollinators, I guess, that usually swarms around. And this year I didn't see much of the hose either. But... I just wonder if there's a systemic fungicide.
So there are definitely systemic fungicides that you can use. Infuse from Bonide is a systemic. When it's sprayed, you can spray the plant down, and it actually absorbs through the leaves, absorbs through everything on there.
Right.
You know, with what I might look at doing is maybe look more like a 3-in-1 type product.
Yeah.
Versus just a singular fungicide, because it seems like almost like a combination of the two products, something of two issues. I think that you didn't see as many of the pollinators on there, so there's something going on there, which means, you know, there could be some long term problems. But I might look at like a 3-in-1.
Yeah.
Something that can take care of fungus and take care of insects at the same time, so you're not worrying about both. I'm trying to think of there's some products out there from Bayer, that's Bio Advanced at this point, that would do the 3-in-1. You know, I know this is going to sound funny, but like a Rose RX 3-in-1, even though it says Rose.
But it's a fungicide and insecticide, and what's the other?
Miticide. Yeah, because some viburnums do get mites, but when you do a 3-in-1, that's always how it is. I'm looking, you know, I'd rather have it as a 2-in-1, but the fact of the matter is they don't really make like a 2-in-1. It's usually a 3-in-1. Just to get all facets of what's going on. So we're not just hitting one when it could be some insects, because, you know, I'm wondering if some of the sooty mold is on it. What I would do is see if that black rubs off. If it doesn't rub off, then it's more likely a fungus.
Yeah.
If you're having leaf curl.
When I saw through the stems, you know, then I can see the under the bark and the wood, you know, just looks very black.
Yeah, and so there's the couple thought process on it. Is it infected by an insect that's caused it to die out that way? Sometimes, root weevils can kill the growth through there. They can happen. It'll stunt the growth. It'll slow it down completely. So that's kind of why I was saying let's look at maybe a 3-in-1, because I want to hit all facets of it. I don't want to just hit one and then it end up being another. Because they, like spider mites and scale and aphids and all those things, you would see some insect, some leaf curl, and it seems like you're not showing any leaf curl, but I still have that small thought in my head here that's saying, all right, that I think it could be a little bit of something, maybe like the root weevil, and that's where like a 3-in-1 would work well.
Okay. You mentioned that Infuse. I talked to you earlier about azalea galls.
Yep.
Would Infuse work on that problem?
Well, so it is a fungus, so it would work on it as well. You got to get rid of the galls, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it would work as well.
I talked to you about, you know, using copper and neem.
Yep.
Can I still use neem even though... you know, the galls are gone, you know, they're done. But would neem still take care of any residual spores that are on it?
It will. So neem is not just a, like, insecticide, if you will. It actually has some fungus control in it. So it's in its own way is like a 3-in-1.
Yeah.
Because it'll take care of multiple things. It has multiple facets to it. But, you know, the Infuse would be specific for disease, right? So the way I would kind of look at it is say, what are we fighting specifically? And if it's strictly, you know, a disease, then go disease control. But if it's multiple facets, then it's when you go to the 3-in-1 types, and that would
but
be fine for the neem.
Those spores that cause the galls, they're hanging around all year round, right?
They can, and then what happens is, you know, the biggest thing is at the end of the year, cleaning up.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the leaves if they're, even if they're evergreen type azaleas, they will drop some leaves in the fall, and they can overwinter into the soil that way. So that's why we want to try and take care of it as soon as we can and clean it up that way.
It's a deciduous.
So the deciduous, yeah. So if it's going to lose all its leaves, we want to get rid of those leaves when we can.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, Bob, you have a great rest of your day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we definitely have plenty of time to be discussing whatever you would like to today on about your garden. So give us a call, and we'll help you out. Now, we're spending a lot more time outside, and we're enjoying ourselves with barbecues, etc. But we want to protect ourselves from some of those things that come along with summer, right? The mosquitoes, you know. I have some issues with, what some of the things that will come through, Zika virus, Triple E, those types of things. But we can protect ourselves by spraying, but we can also protect ourselves with mosquito dunks, getting rid of the insects before they really completely form. We want to look for sitting water, It's safe to use around pets and wildlife. You can use it in streams. You can use it in rain barrel. Use it in a bird bath, etc. It will not harm the pets. It is completely safe. If you want more information, go to summitsolutions.com to get more information on the mosquito dunks. You can use just one of them, and it will really take care of them for a good amount of time. So something to really look into this season as we're going into barbecue season even more. You know, 4th of July is next Sunday. We want to get ready for those parties. And right now, let's look this week. If there's any standing water, that's going to start forming those mosquitoes. And you can actually help yourself now for next Sunday by taking care of them. So definitely something to be thinking about as we get into the 4th of July season. Now, if you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, more of your questions. Back after this.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans other nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Nobody owns me. Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have Paul with us, who's got some issues with a American chestnut. Paul, how can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
This tree is almost 5 years old, about an inch across on the trunk,
okay.
5 feet tall, and the leaves on it I've had pretty good luck, but they're starting to curl, and the tips of the curl turn brown.
Okay, the tips of the leaves are turning brown. You said?
Yeah, they curled over.
Okay.
Curling over a little bit.
Okay, are you seeing, are you seeing any, like, insects on it at all, or anything along those lines?
Not really. I thought it might be the heat, because it's been
red along. I'm trying to run down the list of it. That was one of my first thoughts, was the heat. Because sometimes if it does the tip like that, it can be, some of the intense sun kind of almost like burning it. So that kind of was my initial thoughts on it. They do tend to, they'll start to curl on the ends, and then the tips and even the outside edge will start to turn brown because of the intense sun from like a water stress type thing.
Yeah.
How long has it been in the ground? It seems like you said like 5 years.
Yeah, about 5 years, yeah.
Okay, so what I would look at doing is, you know, kind of when a tree gets a little bit older, you kind of don't water it as much because it's more established. I'd look at seeing if you have the availability to take a hose out to it and just soak it. And by soak it, what I'd want you to do is just take a hose, put it on the base of it, put it on as a trickle, and let the water just slowly seep into the soil. And leave it on there for like 45 minutes to an hour, honestly, just on that trickle. Because what it does is it gets a deeper soaking. It'll slowly go into the plant versus, you know, just pushing all the water through at once. And especially, you know, in the conditions, they're drier, obviously. We're not completely in the drought area, but they're a lot drier at this point. And so when it's really dry, if you put on too much water at once, the water will just go right through and not to the plant. I think that has a lot to do with it, especially with the amount of heat that we've had early in the season. So see what you can do about the watering aspects. I think it'll really help you.
Yeah, it's probably going to, I can do that easily, and the tree is in full sun, so I'll do that, Patrick. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Paul.
Yes, sir. You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is a, you know, sun's starting to pop out. It is going to be warm today. We'll maybe spend some time by the pool or by the beach, but it's definitely going to be a great day. So get out there and enjoy it. Get those plants taken care of this morning. Get everything, you know, going early so you can enjoy the rest of your day. You know, sit out in the sun, maybe get a tan. Who knows? You know, sky's the limit. They're coming the next few days, so let's get our plants watered early, taken care of early, so when that hot sun hits, it's not going through the stress and the shock. It's actually ready to go, and you've taken care of it ahead of time. So do what you can now for the future of your plants long term, and just like Paul is having with some of his plants, if they're in the full sun, water with that trickle aspect. It's really going to help you. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, I find to be, you know, the best watering techniques, because you're going to, it's more bang for your buck, right? You're not having to do it as often as you would if it was like just watering it for 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. This deep soaking allows it to have longer periods in between the watering once you've really gotten the plants established. So let's think about it, see what we can do. We got 3 hours left in the show. We're going to go into the 7 o'clock hour after this, but give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.